It's been more than 45 years since the first lunar landing, and yet the National Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C. has only just acquired a bag of artifacts from that mission, including an important camera that was mounted on the module to record those famous steps.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
And that, of course, is Neil Armstrong, and the bag of artifacts was his. Alan Nadell is curator in the Air and Space Museum's Space History Department. Alan, welcome.
All right, thank you.
So let's start with this bag. What's inside it?
They are what Neil Armstrong called odds and ends from the lunar module Eagle that he decided to put into this bag, something that they put on board so that they could keep things from falling on the floor and out of the way. So just as they were about to crawl from the lunar module into the command module to go home, they handed over all of the rocks and all of the film cartridges and all of the precious cargo that the scientists and engineers wanted. And then there's a little bit of margins for error in the weight requirements, and they decided to put some stuff in this bag and put it in a locker on the command module and bring it home.
And Armstrong called it odds and ends, but this camera, a 16-millimeter data acquisition camera, actually played a very important part in history.
It absolutely did. Those of us who are old enough to remember watched this very, very grainy, slow-scan TV camera that was mounted in what's called the mesa of the lower part of the command module. This is a fairly high-resolution camera that was up in the upper part in the window looking down, and those films are much more visible and it's easier to appreciate what's going on. And so, a very important camera.
Not long after Neil Armstrong died in 2012, you went to his house with his widow, Carol. She presented to you some items she thought might be of interest to the museum, but this bag was not among them. Why do you think that was?
Well, she didn't know about it. In fact, as far as I know, nobody else knew about it. So several months later, she called that in going through one of his closets, she saw this bag, and she opened it and saw spacecraft-looking stuff in it and wanted to know if this might be of interest to us as well.
Is there anything in that bag that tells you something that you didn't know before?
Yes. There's always been this story that Neil has told in post-flight briefings and in some of the transcripts of them having to rest for a sleep period while they were on the moon and how uncomfortable it was. There are no seats or cots inside the lunar module. He basically had to lie down on an equipment cover. Fairly uncomfortable, didn't get much sleep, and he tells a story how he used a tether that was designed for possible emergency spacewalk to sort of form a little, what he called a hammock, and we never quite understood what that meant. We now can reconstruct what it was because he decided to save that tether and put it in the bag. So he created a loop where he could stick his feet up in the air and rest them in the loop, and at 1/6 G, supporting your feet up in the air sort of took a lot of pressure off of the part that was lying on the equipment cover and made it a bit more comfortable.
Wow. Alan Nadell is a curator in the Space History Department at the National Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C. Thanks for speaking with us.
Oh, thank you.